Today in Minneapolis, the city's chief of police, Madaria Arredondo, took the stand in the trial against one of his former officers. Derek Chauvin is accused of murdering George Floyd in May.
Up until May 26, 2020, an individual named Derek Chauvin was a Minneapolis police officer. Is that right?
That is correct.
And are you aware of who this person is?
I am.
Do you recognize this person in the courtroom today?
I do.
NPR national correspondent Layla Fadel is in Minneapolis, where she's been covering this trial. Layla, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This is a big moment to have the chief of police on the stand. What else are we hearing from him today?
Right. It is a big moment and quite rare for high-level officers to testify against one of its own, let alone the police chief. That's pretty much unprecedented. But, you know, Chief Arredondo has been really vocal about this case since the beginning. He fired Chauvin and the four other officers the day after Floyd's death. And he also spoke to the Floyd family. He went to the scene of where Floyd was killed. And at that time, he said in an interview that this was a violation of humanity. He also issued a statement calling this murder and not a lack of training. And so those are the things that we expect him to expand on today on the stand.
Well, last week's testimony was very emotional. It included accounts from bystanders, George Floyd's girlfriend, paramedics who came to the scene, and also on Friday, Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, who's the longest-serving officer on the Minneapolis police force. He testified for the prosecution and said that Chauvin's use of force on Floyd was totally unnecessary. Let's listen.
Pulling him down to the ground, face down, and putting your knee on the neck for that amount of time is just uncalled for.
We also heard testimony last week from Sergeant David Pluger, who was Chauvin's supervisor. He's since retired. We mentioned the chief of police is on the stand today. Again, how unusual is it for this many members of law enforcement to be testifying against one of their own?
Yeah, I mean, extremely unusual. This is not something we typically see in cases of excessive use of force or killings that police are accused of. But in this case, it seems that the department has decided that they will be testifying in this case with Derek Chauvin as the prosecution builds its case that it is not anything but the force that we saw in that video that killed Chauvin. And as the defense tries to poke holes in that and raise reasonable doubt, saying it actually wasn't that knee on the neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds that ultimately led to Floyd's death.
Also today we heard from the doctor who provided emergency care to Floyd at the hospital and was the one who actually pronounced him dead. Did we learn anything more from that testimony?
Well, he said that Floyd likely died due to a lack of oxygen. He said that paramedics tried for 30 minutes to revive Floyd prior to his arrival at the emergency room, and that it was about an hour after Floyd's heart stopped that he pronounced him dead. And again, both the prosecution and the defense are trying to establish what actually caused Floyd's death. And in the prosecution's case, they're trying to show that it was what was seen on that video, the knee on the neck, officers also holding him down, two other officers, and the defense trying to say it might have been something else, drugs, an enlarged heart. And we saw that on display in the questioning of this doctor today.
Well, as we said, last week was very emotional. I wonder if you can give us a sense of what the rest of this week will look like, and do you know when the defense will begin to call its witnesses?
Well, at this point, we're looking at more testimony about issues around use of force in the department, so police officers being called to the stand, the police chief on the stand right now, and also the medical case. What actually killed George Floyd? Was it that knee on the neck, or, as the defense is trying to establish, was it something else? And then at the end of the prosecution's case is something called Spark of Life, where they'll present who George Floyd was, what made him who he was beyond just his name and his body. So what made George Floyd a person, you know, beyond that? And that's allowed here in Minnesota for a murder trial for victims of alleged murder. And then the defense begins its case and building its case, and we expect that possibly next week.
All right. NPR national correspondent Layla Fadel in Minneapolis. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.